the glucagon injections, which are the next option if the hypostop gel doesn't seem to be bringing her around, they've always been a bit of a dilemma. We've always had them, and my mum has always known how to use them, but she's always been really opposed to using them. Like, we've never used them, but I think they're certainly in those three times they should have been used at some point. My mum, I guess it's kind of along the lines of a sort of squeamish thing. She really didn't want to do that. And after the first time Tasha became unconscious during the night, I went to the local GP and was sort of trained how to use it, and thought I'd be fine doing that. And there was a time in the second emergency, we did try to give her the glucagon injection, but she rolled over just as we were trying to do it, and the needle bent in her leg, and after that, it just occurred to us that it was a really difficult thing to do. So in general, we would always try to use the hypostop gel.
Did you call the hospital?
That's also another of the dilemmas. It's always, the hospital have always been really good when we've spoken to them about that, and just say, just ring the ambulance as soon as you feel you want to. That's exactly what they're there for. But and I think on all three of the occasions we have ended up ringing the ambulance, but we've always tried to do it first, to sort it out ourselves. But I think it quickly becomes clear that when you're rubbing the gel into her gums, and it's been 15 minutes and it still doesn't seem to have had any effect, we do realise it's time to ring the ambulance, because we never know. It's always so difficult to know how serious it is, how long it's going to go on for, and whether it's dangerous not to ring the ambulance. And whenever they've come, they've been really useful, and sometimes it will take literally an hour and a half for her to come round. And that for me was always the most worrying thing, because when being woken up in the middle of the night and Tasha being unconscious, I could always deal with that because I knew about it. I knew you just have to do this and then she'll be fine. But certainly the last time she had a hypo, and still after a glucagon injection that the ambulance administered, and after loads of the hyperstop gel and an hour and a half, and she still couldn't speak, she was moving and she was conscious, but she couldn't get words out. That really sort of worried and kind of upset me to an extent, because I was sort of thinking at that point whether there'd be any sort of permanent damage. I don't know if that's possible, or I didn't know if that's possible, and it was just that was a worry to me. But she'd always come round, then an hour later she'd be fine. Well, she'd have a horrible headache and not be feeling quite right, but she'd be her normal self at least.